Well, we went through a period of several months of what we call invite and encourage. We would either ourselves or we would have other representatives of the university contact students who had recently made a suicide attempt or threat, express our concern, and invite them into some sort of meaningful counseling. And when that program failed to increase the numbers of students coming in after an attempt or threat, we moved to a mandatory policy that any time a student attempted or threatened suicide, they needed to get 4 sessions of professional assessment, and that first appointment needed to occur within a week of the attempt or threat.
Mandatory counseling or else what?
Well, we rephrase it, or they ran the risk of being withdrawn from the university.
For some people who are truly suicidal, being expelled from the university may not be that large a threat.
Well, there were a number of concerns, that probably wouldn't be a concern for a number of students. But in effect, we found actually the opposite was true, that the individuals that we work with who are suicidal were quite concerned about maintaining their status at the university. So that actually was turned out to be quite powerful leverage to get them to come to meet with a professional.
Well, it's a particular situation when someone is attending counseling under duress. So how effective could counseling be in those situations?
There can be some degree of tension for that first appointment, but usually by the fourth appointment, the vast majority of students accept that they're there, are willing to make use of it, are willing to look at the roots of their suicidal intent. It often doesn't happen in that first session, but usually by the fourth session it does.
We're going by the assumption here that having suicidal thoughts is more a reaction to a problem rather than the problem itself.
I think the suicide is a cry for help is based on what you might call a distress model of suicide. And the distress model of suicide would say that nobody wants to be suicidal. It's just sort of a response to unbearable stress or distress. But the model I think we have been using over the last decade or two suggests that maybe suicide is a primary phenomenon, that it's not a reaction to stress or distress, that it's a form of ideology, it's a form of kind of power and control, that I can kind of exert this control over others and over myself and my own destiny.
If the idea of suicide is an ideology, as you say, and if it is something that is personally comforting for people to contemplate and then act out on, how do you bring someone like that away from thoughts of suicide?
I think it's a very powerful thing for a community to talk directly to a student who's recently attempted or threatened suicide and to say that, you know, we're aware of what's happened, we're concerned about what's happened, but we're also concerned that you take responsibility for your own self-welfare, and to help you accomplish that, we're going to mandate these 4 sessions. So it's very important, I think, for a community to kind of respond sort of proactively, but also to take some sort of proactive control over the situation and not necessarily just sort of respond passively to the suicidal students or the suicidal individuals.
Well, after nearly 20 years of this approach, what did you find out about its effectiveness?
First, there have been 1,670 reported suicide incidents since the program started, and not one of those students has gone on to commit suicide as a student, and we have no information to suggest that they've gone on to commit suicide after they've left the university. Second, the overall rate of suicide at the University of Illinois has dropped by a rate of 58% from this pre-study period to the 19 years that we've been doing the program. And that comes at a time when the rate of suicide nationally was increasing slightly, and the rate actually within the Big Ten university system was increasing slightly. So we feel that data supports the program has been effective at reducing the rate of suicide.